Welcome to the Sky's Limit podcast. And yes, we changed our podcast again. By the way, there was no preparing before this, so me and Chloe just going straight into it. I don't think she was expecting for it to just start straight away.
Yeah, I was just about to go. I could hear you, and then it was all like, "Hey guys."
Hey guys, welcome to Sky. Now, we keep on changing the thing because we're just trying to find the right thing for us, and we think this might be it.
Don't ask me. I just go
I think
along.
this is it because it's called Sky's Limit because we have the sky's limit on what we want to talk about.
You can talk
So,
about anything. Cool.
yeah. It would be better if one of us were named Sky.
Maybe my past lives.
Yeah, maybe in your past life.
Sorry, does that just seem funny to do? Not
Anyway, do you
perfect.
want to say what we're talking about today?
You can. You're the one who decided to say what we were talking about today.
Conspiracy theories.
Ooh, scary.
For once, Chloe's gonna read some.
I'm not gonna read. Me don't like reading.
You chose the smallest one, so you can read them.
Yeah, because I don't like reading.
Why are you on a podcast?
Because I thought a podcast talks, not read.
Well, some of them do just talk.
Then I should go to that
We could always just make a new one, but we still do this one. But on that one, we just talk about our day-to-day life.
Or we can just chill out and have like a 30 minute of podcast absolutely silence, and all we're doing is just chilling.
Like that.
I'm sorry. Who the fuck would listen to that?
You.
No, I'll probably get bored of it less than 30 seconds.
Anyway, so am I starting?
Yes.
Okay, well, the first conspiracy theories, by the way, most of these we definitely don't believe in.
Yeah, 100% I don't believe in any of them.
These are like the most unbelievable conspiracy theories in history.
Actually, most of them I have never heard of.
Okay, number one, chemicals in the water are turning people gay.
Well, unfortunately, it looks like I'm gay.
Yeah. Conspiracy theorist and radio host Alex Jones is famous for his unbelievable theories, as well as public statements that many wouldn't agree with. Apart from being anti-vaccine and pro-guns, which means he wants guns to be a thing, and a believer that government actually controls the weather, he also claimed that the government is putting chemicals in the water that are turning people into homosexuals. He later changed his theory by saying the chemical, also known as the gay bomb, is even turning the frogs gay.
The frogs.
Frogs' lives matter too.
Oh my gosh. Seriously, I have been drinking water all my life, and I ain't gay. I am the furthest from being gay.
Well, frogs are definitely gay then.
Oh my gosh. You know the one thing about fairies is I love how crazy people are.
Yeah.
Like the shit they believe in makes my day. Like
I
you
mean,
got your
some are very believable though. Like 9/11 wasn't real. There's legit news footage of like the plane glitching out, like it's a CGI.
What do you mean, Brody? Our lives is a CGI.
Huh?
Nothing. I just thought it would be cool just to say that.
Anyway, do you want to say your one?
Okay, mine's a short one. Mine is about people don't believe in the moon. The moon isn't real. So Earth's like,
Moon isn't real. Dun dun dun.
I just see this one's funny because the moon's like right there. Oh, but who knows? We could be in a computer and it could be fake.
Could.
This one has a short saying, but this one is rather simple, yet this is once again not real. Oh, sorry. Just can't get over how funny this is. As to why so anyone would be interest in coming up with such a huge bullshit, I say. Actually, it's supposed to say huge lie, but I feel like bullshit fits perfect.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Chloe there. I think Chloe died, guys. Oh God, Chloe died. Anyway, I'm just going to continue her thing for her until she gets back. Continuing such a huge lie for centuries, according to the conspiracy theory, the moon does not exist and it is only a hologram created to fool everyone on Earth. There are some videos online that try to prove it, but the evidence is rather weak. So you could probably go on YouTube right now and search up like moon is fake evidence, moon is the whole moon, moon, moon is.
Brody.
Yes.
I'm
Yellow.
Richard, I heard you the whole time, but I've accidentally knocked my fucking headphone thingy.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make sure they don't get bored.
Wow, they already got bored at the moment I started talking.
When she says what I'm thinking.
I can read minds. Ooh.
Anyway, you better find a new one now.
Oh, well, the other one I don't not have, I don't look up. All right, this one came poof to my head kind of. I remember hearing about it, but I haven't really done any research. Apparently, some people believe Australia isn't real.
Yeah, because no, it's because of the flat Earth map thing, Australia would not fit in.
I haven't heard much about it. I know I heard it when people gone about flat Earth, and then the next minute they're like, "Surely I'm real," and I'm like, "So you're telling me I ain't real? Wait, what?"
Yeah.
And then they're saying that we're Australians are paid actors, man.
No offense to any flat earthers out there, but
If
like,
can I say if I was an actor?
we're definitely real.
Where the fuck is my money?
Yeah.
Seriously, I've been on this earth for over 20 years and I have not seen a single penny or
Yeah,
a
we
dollar.
mean no offense to the people who believe in these theories or like thingy. It's just we don't personally believe them.
Yeah, like the moon. I'm sorry, but the moon is a moon. I have never touched it myself, but I see it every night. Except the
I
night.
mean, I think the
Oh!
moon landing was fake.
Except when it disappears every 2 weeks, not 2 weeks, I don't know, but the moon disappears. But
But did you know,
yes.
want to know something? You know how there's like, there's tape recording of the moon, like of people, the first person landing on the
Yeah.
moon, wasn't it Neil Armstrong or something?
Don't ask me. I don't really care who was on the fucking moon.
Well, there's video of them landing on the moon, but thing is, there's no oxygen up there, okay?
Yeah.
Which means there's no air or wind. When he put the USA flag on the moon, the flag was blowing.
I think someone improved why that flag was flowing. I don't know who it was, but I did read somebody saying that they proved you can have the flag with flying in. I don't know. All I did hear is somebody did prove that.
Anyway, shall I get on to the next conspiracy?
Yeah, well, I ain't real, so.
April is the government's blood sacrifice season.
Oh, sorry for people who were born in April. But there's
And
April Fool's
yours,
on
my
there.
little sister.
But April Fool's, gotta admit, the whole month is a fool.
Some people notice that, oddly enough, a huge amount of tragedies happen during the month of April. According to these people, April is actually the government's blood sacrifice season, and during this month, the government performs sacrifices to the demon god Baal. I don't know if I pronounced that right, but it's, oh my God, my throat. It's spelled Baal. And then later discusses these sacrifices as tragedies. Since many tragedies tend to happen around the same time in mid-April, even CNN has published an article questioning the tragic and unexplainable coincidence. Weirdly enough, mid-April has actually been the period of sacrifice throughout many civilizations, and the cult of Baal used to worship their god of sun and fertility by sacrificing humans and fire. Conspiracy theorists believe that the horrible tradition is continued by the government in the form of gunfires, explosions, and death. Now, this is actually kind of believable.
Oh, why's that?
Government already kills tons of people.
The government's crazy.
But I think that they do kill people, but not to sacrifice it
I
to
think
a
they kill
demon
people
from
just to
hell.
shut them up. They know too much. And now they gotta go silent.
And also to reduce population.
Yeah. They could do that. Maybe that's why they start wars with people. Because the only people that live are people who are very high up.
Yeah.
That's why we start wars so we could kill people off. Sorry, I'm just going along. I'm making up crazy shit out of time. Whatever.
So, are you doing one or am I doing the last one?
Well, I don't have any more.
Well, this is about Stonehenge, by the way. Stonehenge was created by aliens. Now, in grade 7, I actually researched into this for an assignment. It's actually pretty
I
believable.
researched this in when I was in grade 8 for assignment. I didn't go far into
Well,
it. I was dorm
while
or whatever.
scientists can't seem to find an explanation on how somebody without any engineering knowledge managed to move stones that weigh 50 tons, some people think that the answer is pretty simple. We just refuse to accept it. According to Erich von Däniken, sorry if I pronounce that wrong, the author of the book Chariots of the Gods, who claims that many ancient megastructures such as Stonehenge, the Egyptian pyramids, and the Moai heads of Easter Island were built using know-how passed down from godlike aliens to mankind. Oof.
Okay.
Sorry, that was probably loud.
Hey, Brody. Can I just say one thing? I don't believe in it, but what happens if we are from another planet, but we are their criminals? And they just chuck us all on this earth.
Oh God, that would be kind of crazy.
I just
That's a
thought,
lot of criminals.
yeah, no, but criminals, because we have free range, we do. I don't know, mate. So our children have to be in a criminal.
Intercourse, yeah.
So now our
I mean,
prison has got too overpopulated. Now the Earth is going to get destroyed. Sorry, I'm just coming up with crazy shit. I'm really tired. Like, I am
the
super tired,
other,
by the way,
if
guys.
that's true, the other planet probably just gave up on us and was like, you know what, effort.
Maybe this is why the year is so shit, because they want to destroy us so they can make find a new planet so they can just put all the criminals there.
Or they're just trying to kill us all off so they can have a fresh start for the new criminals.
Maybe that's who just got the COVID. The aliens
They
gave
sent
it
somebody down with COVID.
to them. Yeah, they gave an criminal COVID and just chucked them in.
We're pretty good conspiracy theorists.
No, it's just that I'm really tired, and when I'm tired, I'm crazy. Seriously, I only had an hour's sleep all day today. I'm like super tired that I just want to go pass out, basically. When I'm tired, I'm doing really crazy things, and I say crazy things.
Well, you know what we're gonna have to do?
What?
Tomorrow we're gonna have to do a few more episodes because I'm going on a vacation for Christmas.
Oh no. Well.
We've got to keep the upload schedules correct
Wait.
now.
Brody, you're going away? Are you sure you're going away? What happens if you're in your own house and your mum put a headset over you to make it seem that you're going away?
That'd be pretty smart.
This whole episode is just crazy, so I'm doing it crazy, by the way.
Oh, want to know something that's crazier?
My life. Oh, sorry, that just sounds toxic.
Between today and yesterday, we got 10 more listens.
Ooh, you want to hear something crazy?
What?
Me don't have $1 million.
You're not gonna get $1 million.
I could dream.
I mean, if the listeners want to support the podcast and share it to their friends, maybe we'd get $1 million.
If anybody's new, they didn't know about I started a joke in my family, and every time I see them or they ask me how I'm going thing, I always say, I would love $1 million, or where's my $1 million? And they keep telling me I have to keep dreaming.
I mean, with this podcast, you might not have to dream.
The joke started because of a Facebook thing. You know how you do a Facebook thing that's like, in the next 5 years you will be thing. Mine was being a billionaire, having more money, they're getting a nice house, getting a nice car, and then more money. And I was like,
You know what the
ooh.
title of this podcast is going to be?
Yeah,
Water is turning people gay. Dash. Chloe. Facebook told Chloe she's going to be a millionaire.
oh,
No, I'll probably just go crazy conspiracies. Dash. Facebook told Chloe. Blah, blah, blah.
but I hope it's real. And then I was watching TikTok. And then I saw a TikTok and it goes, stop. If you're a person that's thing, you're gonna be the first billionaire in your family. I'm like, whoa, my gosh, it's a sign from the heavens.
I haven't even seen that.
It looks like I'm the one who's gonna become the millionaire in the family. Sorry.
By the way,
That's
if you
awkward.
guys can understand this, cool. Anyway, isn't Alabanco Lobol a very rich man?
Yeah, I think so. But I mean, Al's
He has
brooding.
like three houses all across Australia and
No, I'm talking about moi, me, no one else. Like the grandchildren, Brody. The grandchildren.
Yeah, but I'm trying to say that you're not going to be the only rich one.
Yeah, but I mean, I'll be the only rich grandchild.
But he was also a grandchild at one point.
Yeah, but I mean, we are grandchildren, right? To Nana. I mean,
No.
I'm gonna be the first one. Only that's true. If anybody could understand that before what he said, yeah, you will know what that's like. Growing up,
Pretty much there's somebody in our family that's also rich.
growing up, our mothers used to talk in that language basically when they wanted to tell them a, something that we shouldn't be hearing, or if they try to swear.
Wait, my mom used to speak about it to your mom?
Yeah.
Never knew that.
Nana was the only one. Oh no, I think it was
Yeah,
Pop.
Nana was the only one that didn't know.
Yeah, Pop didn't understand some of it too. But if none of you know what it is, I will give you a swear word out of it. And that is fallabuck.
Well, did you know one of the past podcasts guests while you were sick one day and they came on in your place, Mia, she actually knows the language.
Ooh. When I was not young, when we got into this house, we were talking about it, we were talking in that all the time, and our next door neighbor got so frustrated that she wanted to know it. But we wouldn't let her learn it because we kept teasing her, and we keep talking that. Oh, she got upset, but now she knows it. I taught her it. It's pretty simple, but it's my secret. Actually, it's not a
Oh,
secret.
we should have called this podcast something to do with that language, like the LABs of Chloe.
How about I know every podcast, I can tell them one word. Today was fuck. Come back to
Oh,
next
yeah,
week
you.
and you will
Ooh, you
learn,
can do that.
and you can
That
learn
can be your
bitch.
thing.
You can learn bitch next week.
Bitch.
Oh, Brody, you just ruined it.
Find a new word and don't even tell them. Just tell them next week. Just be like, the word today is blah blah blah.
Brody took my word. Because a bitch is mine. Everyone who knows me
Bitch.
has got me under their phone, what their contacts as bitch. Bitch,
No,
something bitch.
queen.
Yeah, but something bitch. Some have got me under queen bitch or bitchy. I don't know why. It's just that when I see
Maybe it's
people.
because you act like one.
No, it's, when I talk to people, they'll go, "Wait, what's your name again?" I'm like, "Just call me bitch." And they're like, "No, I won't call you that." I'm like, "Just call me bitch. It's okay." A lot of people call me a bitch. It's okay. That's my
Which
second
is
name.
understandable.
Bitch and fuck are my favorite words.
Wonder what my favorite word is?
You're adopted.
Expiala. Wait, I'm trying to remember it. Expiala. Wait, no, I used to be able to do it.
I used to be able to do it too. I don't know if I can do it. Actually, fuck, I don't think I can do it. I don't remember.
Expiala.
I don't remember.
Califragilistic
Bitch.
expialidocious.
I don't even remember the saying. I don't remember. Like, I remember the first part.
Expialidocious expiality.
I used to
I'm
not
doing it
be able
wrong.
to do it, then I can, and now I can't because I haven't heard it for so long.
Expialifragilisticexpialidocious. That sounds wrong. There's too many
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
expialid. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Yes, that's it.
Man, I had to dive into memory for that one.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yeah, I remember my mum saying it. My mum would say it perfect. I remember when I was kind of like, wait, what is it, mum? She's like, super. Yeah. She had to break it down. And then I still didn't get it. And then
Want to know something?
what?
All the time, I go to Chelsea, Ty, and Angel, and I'm like, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, and then they try it, and they're like, that.
I think there's a new word like that that's really hard to say. I think it's harder than that one.
But every time they want something from me, I'm like, say supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, and then they want to kill me.
Just like, if you want your freedom, you have to say this.
Yeah. Say it on the first try. Us.
Well,
Extra Ellie ballot.
oh, it looks like I die.
Yeah. We've been really inactive on our socials.
Well, I don't go on social, so it hands up. The only thing I do is just play video games.
I'm playing Minecraft right now.
You know what I'm doing right now? Staring at my
Dying,
fan. No. I'm staring
talking
at.
on a podcast.
Yes. No. I'm just staring at my fan
You're
on my
not?
ceiling. You want to hear
What?
some good news to the people who's listening? I'm going to make some of you jealous.
Why is
Today,
a village on fire? Yeah, what?
guys, I saved up and bought myself an air conditioner. The one that
Remember,
goes on the
we're in
wall.
Australia.
The one that goes on the wall. I bought.
Remember, guys, we're in Australia, so it gets so hot and it's summer right now.
Well, Brody, guys, he has air conditioning.
Yeah, we
It
just got in our car.
makes me sad. And now I'm getting air conditioning. Best day ever.
Now we can't be like, Chloe's only coming over for the air conditioning.
Yeah, that's the joke in the family because the reason why I go over to their house apparently is because they got their air conditioning. And they always say that I'm only coming over for it, which half of it is correct, actually.
You're
The other
correct.
reason was so I can kick Brody up the ass.
And watch Descendants and the 100 and
And
Orange
yeah,
is the New Black.
when I go over there and stay, I'm basically forced to watch shows
Yeah, but you end up loving them.
that I don't want to watch, and
Yeah,
then I
at the
start
beginning you're like, I
falling
don't want to watch this, but then you're like, oh, this is okay.
in. The thing is, I want to watch the shows that he's telling me to watch, but I ain't in the mood to watch it because I love action movies. I love action horror, and he wants to watch Orange is the New Black. I wanted to watch it, but I was never like, "Ugh, Orange is the New Black. There's too many girls in it. That's gonna have uh-uh." And then.
What, you want some guys in there?
I didn't want porn stash, man. Not
Oh,
him.
I just heard it as I really want porn
No,
stash, and I'm like, oh!
fuck no.
Do you like now that you can swear on the podcast?
Yes, legit. Because every time I swear at home, my brother gets so mad at me because I'm not allowed to swear in front of his child.
Who
And then
happens to be your niece and my second cousin?
he tells me that he's gonna get my Xbox and smash it. And I told him if he smashes my Xbox, I'm gonna smash his car. Because
Seems like a fair deal.
the thing is, guys, an Xbox and a car, eh, Xbox is way cheaper than a car, but on Valentine's Day I didn't have anybody, and I made a joke. I went on a date with my Xbox. It was quite funny. I got the photos. Maybe I could post them on social media. It's quite funny.
Yeah, you should post them.
And we went on a date and then we got married. He proposed to me.
Didn't you guys have kids too?
Yeah, we had PlayStation. Oh, he was a little shit. PlayStation 4, I should say. He was a little shit. Then we had the new baby, Nintendo Switch. Oh, he was also a little shit.
Well, where's the little darling of a kid?
None of them are all little shits.
Oh.
And then he bought, and then I bought him games for Valentine's Day. He bought me chocolates. Oh, the food was nice, which it was all paper, but still, it was nice.
I
Dessert
thought
was
he was gonna
nice.
buy you some new video games.
No, I think I was the one that gave him video game. I don't know, but the joke is, I'm married to my Xbox, so my Xbox is my
It
husband.
ain't even a joke, it's real.
It's a joke, but it's real, kind of. A car and a husband. Now you can see with one
Car and a
value.
husband.
Well, like I just said, what one weighs more? And a car fucking is dearer than an Xbox. But if you think about it as a husband and a car, I think the car husband is more dear than the car. So now you know why I would do anything to stop somebody hurting my
That took up
husband.
like half the podcast, just you explaining that. I'm joking.
Well, it, you wouldn't understand if you don't see the photos of
Yeah, you should
my
go post them
Valentine.
after we're done.
Legit, I bought like a, even a Valentine's card for the joke. Oh, we had a nice, a little nice lunch that turned.
Did you guys get a divorce yet?
Oh no, we're still happily married. We'll probably
Haven't
get
you
a.
guys been taking time off though?
I think he's been cheating on me with the TV. I'm not really sure, but I feel like he is.
Oh, did you see the HDMI cord left on the floor?
Oh, I think so.
Oh,
I know.
God.
I know the remote wasn't where the remote should have been. My controller, I mean.
That's either a ghost or a pretty seedy Xbox.
I don't know. Because every time I want to play with my husband, it sounds so wrong, but my TV gets turned on. And it's
Oh my
confused.
God.
It's confused. Well, I don't know if he's cheating on me. But I know if he does cheat on me, I'm taking the kids.
You're cutting his cords.
Your mother should have done that a long time ago. But yeah, that's the joke. I am married to my Xbox because I was alone for Valentine's Day 3 years
Like I
ago.
said, it ain't even a joke.
It was a joke at the start, and now everyone's taking it for real. When my family seen the photos of what I did, they lost their shit.
You sent it to everyone on Snapchat.
I sent it to everyone on Snapchat. Everyone saw it. Everyone's pissing themselves laughing. I couldn't help it. I was alone for Valentine's Day. I had to have somebody. Legit, it was a funny thing, but it was kind of, I was pissing myself laughing when I was taking the photos. I was losing it. I did have my ring. He did give me a ring. The ring was an Xbox controller.
You saved the photos, didn't you?
Yeah, they're all still on my phone. It's kind of
Okay.
memey, but it's legit.
Post it after we're done this.
Oh, maybe, or maybe I should keep it. I don't know.
No, post it. People need to see what you're talking about.
Oh, so people can laugh too. Don't worry, I laugh at myself. Should I post it until, or should I post the whole thing that has my fan? No, I think I'll post just the thing and leave the kids out of it. I don't want you to see my kids.
No, put the kids in there.
No. The kids are too young, Brody. Oh, what am I saying?
They're never too young.
Yeah, I think I actually had a third child. I can't remember. Can't remember if I had a third child. Man,
What
I
the?
am a bad parent. Oh, fuck no, I'm a bad parent. I think I'm
Guess what I went to the store and got today?
$1 trillion for me.
More art supplies.
Congratulations. Congratulations. But I don't know. Should I post it or should I not? Maybe I should keep using the dispense.
No, post it.
You just want to reread it again.
No.
No, yes.
No.
But I do gotta say, after that joke, me and my husband hasn't been on another date ever since. But I do play with
You
him
guys
every
have a
night.
boring life.
But we do play
What?
every oh.
That ain't family friendly.
Excuse me, your mind went that way. Mine went the other way.
You said you play with him every single night.
Only I know what I'm talking about. Tea?
We all know what you're
Oh
talking about.
no. But stay out of my life. No, but
Anyway, we're about 40 minutes into the podcast. Do you want to end it on this note?
ended on my husband because I know I am. Sorry,
You're
I should
ending things with your husband?
maybe. I don't know.
I'm so sorry.
I don't know. I'll probably, thing is, I think he's seeing the TV, but I'm seeing someone else too.
Oh, you're cheating? Oh
Hey.
no, of course. I thought I knew you were the type to cheat.
Guys, hands down, I would never cheat. Once a cheater, always a cheater, I reckon. But this is a different case. I've been looking at PCs.
I'm going to tell your husband.
Don't. And that means he'll take everything when we get divorced.
How is the Xbox supposed to take your belongings? Okay. Anyway,
You gotta
let's
let your
end the
imagination
podcast.
run. Well, you can tell that I'm the joke of the
Hey guys, I am so sorry about that. The audio cut out. We were about to end the episode anyway. But I just want to say thank you guys. Chloe isn't here right now, but thank you guys for sticking until the end. Come back next week on Sunday. I won't be here. Chloe will be the only one here. But we're going to pre-record an episode tomorrow, so I'll be there for the episode. And then, yeah. Thank you guys for listening, and see you guys next week. Toodles.